Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. This is Chuck Morse, your veteran radio talk show host, doing my usual segment. I'm going to depart a bit today from the usual political conversation and talk about my latest venture, which is that I have now obtained a license to practice health insurance and write health insurance policies in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and I'm about to get my license to write life insurance policies. And in fact, I have signed an agreement with Aflac to represent them as an agent, as an independent agent. And this obviously is something that I can do to help me support my family and finance my other activities, which is radio and the authorship of books. But I've really come to embrace this idea. First of all, the Aflac plans, I am strictly dealing, or mostly dealing with businesses. And to me, it's kind of a no-brainer for a business to sign simply a payroll contract, which costs them nothing, and allows me as an agent to then offer these plans to employees. The employees pay for the plans. The funds at a considerable discount. The funds are deducted from their pay, which means that the company actually saves money on taxes because they have a credit deduction. So that's less of a tax exposure. They get employees who are less likely to file workers' comp because they're already covered. And it's a great idea. It's a great thing to offer people. It adds to morale to have something that the employer can offer to employees at a time when that companies are competing for good employees with good benefit packages. So I would urge companies to do this with me at no risk at all. I'm also looking forward to working with the employees and with people who want to enroll in these policies. And they basically are cash policies. They pay cash for sickness. They pay cash for accidents. They pay cash for diagnosis of cancer, God forbid. You've got vision and dental. And it's a great way to preserve your income. You're basically insuring your income. You know, when you buy automobile insurance, the money goes to the bank. When you buy home insurance, the money goes to the bank. When you buy health insurance, the money goes to the hospital or the doctor. But these policies, the money goes to you. You get a check in the mail, or you get it directly deposited for every day that you're sick, or for every day that you're getting certain therapies. And it's a long list of things that they cover, and they're very good at it. So it's really income protection. And the other thing I like about it is that the employee keeps their policy. No matter what, it never changes. The premiums never change. They lock it in at a low rate through their job. And if they leave the job or if they go to another job or whatever they decide to do in life, they own that policy for the rest of their life as long as they pay their premiums and keep them up to date. And again, they're very low because it's through the job. And they have that assurance of protection. And my role in this is to not only write the policies, but to act as your personal insurance agent. So I can make sure that if you have a claim, it's properly processed so you get your money, and I can give advice. The other aspect, of course, is that as a veteran radio host who's been doing talk radio for over 10 years, I've interviewed health experts, I've interviewed financial experts, and I can advise people informally. I'm not a licensed advisor, but I'm in a position where I can discuss, if someone so chooses, all sorts of things, all sorts of aspects of financial planning, of health maintenance, proper ways to avoid various disease. I've done thousands of hours on these topics, and I've written books on these topics. So I'm in a position where I can be an advisor and give people perhaps information that they might not otherwise get from conventional sources. The other aspect to this is life insurance, particularly whole life. Whole life insurance, if you get it when you're young, even a child, if you're a parent of a newborn baby, you can take out a whole life policy. And you lock in very low rates that stay low for the rest of your life. The older you get, the higher the rates, because the insurance company, it doesn't, you know, they're betting on less of a longevity. But if you lock it in at a young age, that rate stays the same, and it never changes, and you build cash value. Every year, the amount of cash in that account grows. That's guaranteed. It cannot be forfeited. Forfeiture agreements are there. And it generally gains a high interest rate, like 5 to 7%. It's a conservative investment. It's not an investment in that it's not, you know, it's not stock. But it gains a 5 to 7% interest rate, which is very good compared to the interest rate one would get on a savings account, which is less than 1%. And with compound interest every year, you are looking at a pretty substantial nest egg when you retire. It's sort of a forced savings account, really, with interest. The other, and of course, it gives you your death benefit as well, which goes to your beneficiary. The other aspect to whole life is that you can take a loan against it without any penalties at a low interest, and that the principal continues to compound interest during that period, which means that the interest compounding is usually the equal to whatever interest you're paying, and maybe more. So essentially, you're taking out a zero interest loan. And these loans are a great alternative to these predatory credit cards, which are charging 27, 28, 30% interest. So thus you avoid debt. This is a way, I think, politically speaking, for our economy, if we can get almost everyone who qualifies to get a whole life policy at a young age, it's a great way to turn our economy toward a savings-based economy, rather than what we have today, which is a debt-based economy. And it's a great way for individuals to avoid debt and build an estate, build a nest egg, which can eventually turn into a substantial development. Now, if you feel you'd get a more exciting investment experience by putting the money into the stock market, then and you're really driven to do that, then you can actually borrow the money from the whole life policy and put it in the stock market if you want. You can do whatever you want. It's your money. So I'm on a crusade this year to write as many whole life policies as I can for young people, even children, even newborns. I have a guy in the office who just bought a life policy on his new grandson. And he was just born a couple of weeks ago. And it's just a great investment. It's a great way to build an estate, as I said. And I'm looking forward to serving as an insurer, as an agent. And most people have never even met an insurance agent. For companies throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and if that's successful, then beyond Massachusetts. And as an informal advisor in a number of areas, I mentioned health and financial planning. I've also worked as a consultant. In fact, I have a job this weekend for a young man who has a job interview and who wants to do well. I help with public speaking. I help with presentation. I help with developing image. I help with media. A lot of media experience on television and radio. So, yeah, I'm hoping to apply these skills at this point toward actually helping people one-on-one, rather than doing what I've been doing for the past 10 years, which is writing books and doing broadcasts, which I hope and I like to believe have helped people generally. So perhaps this is a new stage in my life, but I'm looking forward to working with people. I feel good about enrolling people in these whole life plans, because I think it's a good thing for our economy and it's a good thing for individuals. I also am looking forward to enrolling people in accident and disability insurance, because it's a great run around Obamacare. Obamacare, with all of its uncertainties and its high deductibles, you know, with Aflac, you don't have to worry about deductibles. You get paid on day one. the minute you file your case, within 24 hours, Aflac coughs up the dough. I mean, they get the check to you or they get the money in your account, and they're very good at that. So that money can go to pay for your deductible, or you could just go to pay for whatever you wanted to pay for. It's money. It's up to you. So I'm happy to be launching this experience. I am available to you for consultation if you'd like to reach me at any time to talk about enrolling your business into Aflac, which, again, costs the business nothing and which allows simply your employees to then apply for these policies. And that's up to them. It's a voluntary insurance. I'll certainly come down and help explain them and make myself available, but that's entirely up to your employees. And you can reach me anytime. You can reach me by telephone, by my cell phone number, which is 617-271-5044. That's 617-271-5044. Or you can email me at chuckmorse4@gmail.com. That's chuckmorse4@gmail.com. And before I sign off, I should mention that my daily 15-minute segments are available right here at Blog Talk Radio, that my television program is available on YouTube, and my books are available at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Just put my name in the server, Chuck Morse, and you shall see about 15 books come up which cover a broad number of topics. So I want to thank you all for listening this afternoon. And again, check it out. You know, give me a call, send me a note, and I'd be happy to discuss and consult with you on your health and life plans. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a nice day.